Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And praise God, He does not even waste our failures. That's awesome. It just is awesome. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan. And today's podcast is the story behind my song called But As For Me. This is from the live recording called We Are the Army from way back in the day. This song was actually born on March 29th of 1989. It was inspired partially by Psalm 59, verses 16 and 17. It says this, But as for me, I shall sing of your strength. Yes, I shall joyfully sing of your loving kindness in the morning, for you have been my stronghold and a refuge in the day of my distress. O, my strength, I will sing praises to you, for God is my stronghold, the God who shows me loving kindness. This is what I wrote about the song on the day it was received, and it seems more timely today than when I actually received it oh so long ago. Here's what I wrote on that day. This simple little song was born out of a time of meditation. To think that Jesus Christ is God is truly awesome. Not only is He my high priest and my comforter, but He is Almighty God. And because of who He is, I will sing and I will praise His name, especially in the midst of adverse circumstances. You see, Satan had me bound in strongholds once, but I now have the perfect stronghold, the perfect fortress, and He is Jesus Christ. I cannot be shaken, and I will praise God when things are going good, and I will praise Him when things are going badly. I have a hiding place where I can sing and be sung to, no matter what. Thank you, Jesus. I wrote that so long ago, but it's more timely than ever for me personally. Of course, God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, so He was certainly not caught by surprise with the diagnosis of Parkinson's I received on January 28th of 2019. He has proven to be with me through those battles I've had to fight due to my testimony, and He is proving Himself to be faithful once again as I battle this disease. No matter what, this is the bottom line. I will praise my God because He loves me no matter what.
But as for me, I shall sing of Thy strength and loving kindness, but as for me, I shall sing.
Father, we do thank you for your strength and for your love for us. Thank you for being our stronghold, for being our fortress against the lies of the enemy. We honor you, we worship you, we adore you, we bow down before you, our hiding place. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 32, verse 7 says this, "You are my hiding place. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with songs of deliverance." I urge you to stand firm in your faith, brothers and sisters, and I urge you to praise God no matter what you're facing in your life. We can either respond as victims or we can respond as victors. I choose to stand as victor over Parkinson's rather than allowing it to cause me to cower in defeat as a victim. I'm just not going to let that happen. God's grace is sufficient, period. No matter how much pain, no matter how much sorrow or suffering or fiery trial I must endure, God, my God, He is faithful. And make no bones about it, we are at war. We're at war with our own flesh, but we have learned to deny ourselves, our flesh, and take up the cross of Christ. And remember this, the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but they are of the Spirit, and they're mighty to the pulling down of the enemy's strongholds, his lies. I cling to this passage from God's Word in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 7 through 12. "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death works in us, but life in you." I want the life of Jesus to be manifested in my mortal flesh, so I allow him to use my flesh and its weaknesses to further the kingdom of God. Remember this, God wastes nothing. That's a kingdom perspective and a way to live in reality and find joy even in the midst of suffering. So let's just make the decision today to get up each and every day and thank God for who he is and for being with us through this life. But as for me, that's what I plan to do. How about you? Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the amazing artisan, my beautiful wife Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Now, if you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you happen to listen. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. And if you don't mind, would you consider taking a couple of minutes right now and just leaving a review? And to help with the ongoing creation of and costs of this podcast, would you also consider becoming a member of my team? If so, it's very simple. Just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's actually one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out. It's allinallchurch.com. Now, don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon as well, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind. I also have two fantasy book series. One is called The Chronicles of Bryn. It's a three-book series, and the other is called The Bairns of Bryn. So far, a two-book series with more in the works. I also have children's books, devotional books, and even a thriller called The Short Life. Check them out for me when you get a chance. Would you do that? Thank you once again for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you'd like an MP3 of today's song, But As For Me, from the live recording We Are the Army, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And remember this, if you remember nothing else about today's podcast, remember this, God loves you no matter what, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.